This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Thursday, November the 14th of 2024, day 319th of the year, and only 47 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends with Radio Big and doing the stuff that we get to do inside of the multiverse here around and about and all that kind of fun stuff. So how have you been? How's the last 24 hours? How's the last 24 hours been? Like, seriously, done anything cool? Have you heard anything cool? Any new cabinet appointments, you know, kind of fun stuff, you know? Yeah, yesterday it seemed like a lot of movement going on with politics. Yeah, as much as I think that we're going to get away in regards to talking about it,
they suck us back in.
And that's what ends up happening. So there you go. I'm sure at some point we're going to talk about some of the appointments that occurred yesterday. So don't worry about that. So let's talk real quick. Thank you for coming up and hanging out with us this morning in regards of what we do. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That's kind of how it's always been in regards of what we talk about. So don't worry about any of that stuff. So our show is a radio show that's also on a podcast network that also goes onto a video platform that also goes into a streaming portion. Yeah. It's all kinds of stuff that we get to do. So hour number one is the only hour that we do in video. Everything else is just audio content only. This is hour one of three. So just keep that in mind as we are talking. On the podcast itself, if you have one of those fancy-dancy podcatchers, you are listening to us live is the way that it works. If you don't have one of those fancy-dancy ones, it's okay. You can listen to us in a level of delay. But we're also available on RadioBig.fm. We're also available on safetyfm.com, also on the different apps of those two that they have. Radio Big has an app, Safety FM has an app, but then we're on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, you name it, we're there one way, shape, or form in the streaming live radio aspect of it. So there you go. A lot of stuff. stuff, a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff for us to talk, do, and all that kind of fun stuff. So there you go. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com will be the quickest way on getting that managed, handled, and so on. So all you have to do is go to callinradio. It's going to ask you some information once you get there. Video, audio, and text messaging is the options available. Text messaging works best because that's the one I pay the most attention to. So there you go. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends of the ends here, here we go. A food delivery company gets a new owner, and officials arrest a suspect connected to the October intelligence leak. We'll talk about that as we get into the shit list. Also, Hugh Jackman's affair and Ray J's and Diddy's connections are discussed in today's show business. And also, fans of The Views were left irate on Wednesday and one actress shares her thoughts of women in Hollywood. Okay. And Princess Anne names the experiences are all her too familiar with traveling fiasco. I don't know. I just tell you what's there. So that's it. That's what we're going to talk about. So if you're ready, I'm ready, because I have some people waiting here from Feature Story News, and they want to talk to you a little bit about what the hell's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So if you're ready to do so, I'm ready to do so, and we can cover everything that's going on inside of there. So let's go ahead and bring in our friends from Feature Story News, and let's get everything moving and grooving for you right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Congressman Matt Gaetz has resigned from the House after being picked for Attorney General by President-elect Donald Trump. His controversial appointment needs to be confirmed by the Senate. Former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard's being nominated as Director of National Intelligence as the incoming Trump administration continues to take shape. Conservative commentator Scotty Nell Hughes believes the American public want restraint on spending at home and abroad.
That was one of the directives that the American people sent on Election Day, is they are tired of us continuing to fund, have our nose in places that have nothing to do with national security, as well as this money that we have been not only sending to Ukraine, but other parts of the world that has been unaccounted for. We don't know where the billions have gone. And the accountability starts with the Trump administration.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will command a trifecta of power in Washington after the Republicans secured a clean sweep of Congress. Having won last week's election handily, his party also flipped the Senate and, it's been confirmed, narrowly held the House of Representatives, giving them control of the White House and both chambers of the legislature. Benji Heyer reports from Washington.
This hands Donald Trump complete dominance over America's branches of government. When he takes office in January, he will be able to push through his policies, domestic or foreign, with little to no forms of resistance. And it grants Trump's Republicans the ability to launch impeachment proceedings against his opponents. Even the Supreme Court is weighed in his favour. It's mostly conservative-leaning justices providing him presidential immunity. It leaves Democrats in the political wilderness whilst the MAGA agenda is unleashed for at least the next 2 years. Benji Hoyer, Washington.
Thousands of police officers are on duty in Paris for a football international between France and Israel. It follows anti-Semitic attacks on Maccabi Tel Aviv supporters at a match in Amsterdam last week. French President Emmanuel Macron has confirmed he will attend the match, despite some calls from France's far left for him to refuse to attend or for the match to be cancelled. There are calls for more anti-pollution measures in New Delhi, with the city's thick smog in the severe air quality category. Finer pollutants in the air around 70 times higher than what's considered tolerable, as Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
Experts are now urging the Delhi government to step up anti-pollution measures, which include a ban on construction activities and polluting vehicles on the road. Officials had enacted stage 2 of the graded response action plan a few weeks ago, and now with the air quality dipping to severe levels, there are calls to enforce stage 3. That could see schools shutting down for students below 12 years of age. A new survey has found that 40% of families in Delhi had a member consulting a doctor in the past 3 weeks. Medical officials say people are coming in with aggravated asthma, breathing problems, and in extreme cases need intensive care due to the pollution. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Regular listeners may recall that last month, the Biden administration gave Israel 30 days to improve humanitarian access to Gaza or else face a suspension in US military aid. Now, a month later, the Biden administration says sufficient progress has been made to head off that eventuality. But relief groups say that assessment is laughable, and so does Palestinian academic and analyst Professor Kamel Hawash.
The use of the word apocalyptic is correct. It's actually the worst humanitarian situation I have experienced in the 21st century. Israel tells the world, oh, it is letting humanitarian aid in, but I have more faith in the humanitarian aid organizations that say that it isn't allowing aid in the quantity that is required. But in particular, it has sealed off northern Gaza and is not, and it hasn't allowed any aid in for more than 30 days. People literally don't have food or clean water, and they've even bombed the Kamal Adwan hospital to stop people getting medical treatment after they bombed them.
The US government says Israel has broken no laws. Aid organizations say some areas in northern Gaza are already experiencing famine. White House critics argue the threat to withhold military supplies was simply a political maneuver designed to help Vice President Kamala Harris as she campaigned for the presidency. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Congressman Matt Gaetz has resigned from the House after being picked for Attorney General by President-elect Donald Trump. Donald Trump will command a trifecta of power in Washington after the Republicans secured a clean sweep of Congress. Thousands of police officers are on duty in Paris for a football international between France and Israel, and there are calls for more anti-pollution measures in New Delhi with the city's thick smog in the severe air quality category. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Yeah, trying being the crucial word there in regards of what we are doing. So there you go. Currently 17 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's get into the shit list of what is going on. On October the 18th, a man who identified himself as Brandon Andrade called 911 saying that he was on a hike and had fallen off a cliff and was evading a bear. By the time officials arrived to the scene, they found the body with the identification belonging to Andrade. A brief investigation concluded the body was actually not that of Andrade after all, and that others' identifications belonging to him had been used elsewhere. The body turned out to be a 35-year-old named Stephen Douglas Lloyd. Now the police have arrested 45-year-old Nicholas Wayne Hamlet in connection with what is believed to have been a murder that was set up to look like a bear attack. Investigation believed that Hamlet killed Lloyd in an attempt to steal his identity. Fingerprints found at the scene ultimately led authorities to the suspect. Hamlet faces first-degree murder charges in Monroe County, Tennessee. Now, Tennessee, really? Tennessee. An unrelated parole violation out of Alabama. No word who Andrade is or if the real person or just a fake identity. This is according to NBC News. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. I mean, what? This almost sounds like a movie. Almost sounds like a movie of things in regards of what's going on. Think about it in that fashion. I mean, what else comes to mind? So there you go, there you go. Okay, so listen to this. For those who spend the weeks and months before the election looking for polling data and information online betting market, Polymarket Emerge, an interesting way to gauge the sentiment over who will win. While Americans were unable to legally participate in the rest of the world, put their chips on Trump for the most of the closing weeks. Now, Polymarket CEO, 26-year-old Shane Coplin, was raided by the federal law enforcement early Wednesday morning in his home in New York City. Investigators demanded that Coplin turn over his phone and computers. Now, Coplin was told that while he was being raided, one source tells that the New York Post, that this is obvious political retribution by outgoing administration against Polymarket for providing a market that correctly called the 2024 presidential election, but no other details have yet been announced. This is according to the New York Post. I mean, aren't we at the place yet where people gamble on everything? Like, yes, somebody's going to flip a coin, and the coin, when it's flipped, this is going to be the angle that's going to win and all that other shit. I mean, I kind of feel like that's how it goes sometimes, but I did not realize that we were at the point where, you know, this was a huge deal. So there you go. There you go. Okay, so take a listen to this. Food delivery app Grubhub once again has an American owner. In 2020, the Amsterdam-based company bought Grubhub for $7.3 billion. But now food delivery startup Wonder will acquire Grubhub for just $650 million. What? The expected deal is going to be closing in 2025. Hold on. In 2020, Amsterdam-based company bought Grubhub for $7.3 billion, and they're only selling it for $650. I'm not a mathematician here, but something's not adding up. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, so there you go. Anyways, in mid-October, news broke that American intelligence leak Israel plans to attack Iran in retaliation for the drone strikes. Now the FBI have arrested the CIA officials in Cambodia for disclosing the documents. Asaf William Raymond was arrested and brought to federal court in Guam and charged with willfully retention and transmission of national defense information. The document included American spy satellite reconnaissance. Raymond reportedly has a top secret security clearance, which he used to share the internal chat app Telegram. So a lot of stuff there. I mean, I don't know. For you to get some of these security clearances, I look at it from the standpoint and go, why in the hell would you want to spill the beans in regards of anything that's going on? I look at it from the standpoint that there's a lot of stuff that you might not want to share. I'm just throwing that out there. So I don't know. I mean, what would give you the idea that, hey, this is the best case scenario to go ahead and share some of that stuff? I don't know. It gets strange sometimes in regards of what the world will do. In regards of doing stuff. I'm just saying out there. Okay, so let's continue talking. A 71-year-old Oregon man is suing an ambulance provider after he says that he was struck by an ambulance, taken to the hospital, and it said that the ambulance in the said ambulance, but then he was billed for the ride. Yeah, billed for the ride. What a deal. Billed for the ride. Okay. So William Horsch told the Oregonian that that he was riding his bicycle when a Columbia River Fire and Rescue ambulance struck him, leaving him with a fractured nose and scrapes after being driven to the hospital in the ambulance. Horsch says that then he was billed nearly $2,000 for the ride. He is now seeking $997,000 for the cost of the ambulance ride, medical expenses, and additional pain and suffering. This is according to the Oregonian. So what do you think? I mean, things get interesting right away. How in the hell are you going to strike somebody and be like, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, there's a charge. There's a charge for me to drive you. Like, think about that. I mean, that's ballsy. I mean, there's no other way to put it. That's ballsy in regards to doing that. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. Let's talk about some sick bay stuff. Actor David Coulier. Yeah, Coulier. Has been diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He's 65. 2 weeks after being diagnosed. Couliers says that started chemotherapy and also shaved his head for preemptive strike. As of this week, he was he's completed 6-round non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Occurs when white blood cells grow abnormally, causing tumors to grow throughout your body. The type that Couliers has, B-cell lymphoma, is rare, according to the Mayo Clinic. The Mayo Clinic is saying that one, so there you go. I don't know. What do you think here? I know we talk a little bit about everything, but hey, it has to be brought up in regards to what we're going on. I mean, and this is Dave Coulier, you know, from what the hell is the name of the, oh my God, what's the name of the show now? I can't even think of it. It's not Family Matters because that's something else. Oh my God. Anyways, you know, now I'm going to have to pull up what the show is because I'm not going to remember the name of the damn thing. And then it's going to drive me crazy for the next bit. And I'll be like, hold on. What's the name of that show that we were just talking about? Full House. Yeah, I got it confused because of the Fuller House thing. That's what's going on there. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk. The Dow ticked up 47 points to close at 43,958 on Wednesday. And the S&P added un punto, yeah, 1 point, to close at 5,985. And the NASDAQ lost about 50 points to close at 19,230. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $72 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.08 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin exploded past 93,000 on Wednesday before ticking back down around 89,400 on Wednesday evening. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $387 million jackpot, or $181.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. So yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. If you want to play that stuff, I mean, you don't have to, but you can.
Duh.
It's an option. Okay, so take a listen to this. John Krasinski is in This People's 2024 Sexiest Man Alive. Upon hearing the news, he thought that it was a prank while his wife of 14 years, actress Emily Blunt, joked that she plans to wallpaper their house with a magazine cover. Krasinski is best known for his roles in The Office, 13 Hours, and A Quiet Place franchise. This is according to People magazine. I mean, how weird does that have to be? All of a sudden, you're being named one of the sexiest men alive. I mean, wasn't there like an honor before that it was just one person, but I guess now there's multiple? I don't know. It's one of those things that just happens. Like, you know, hey, I was listening to this a few days ago. Ralph Macchio received his star in the Hollywood Rock of Fame, and it was like, yes, it's number 2,776 star. Good for him. Listen, it's going to be an accomplishment that he has that, you know, I will not be able to do. Good. I'm happy for him. But then I was thinking about it. Could you name 100 actors and actresses? So imagine 2,776. That's a number. Like, seriously.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Hugh Jackman's relationship with co-star Sutton Foster allegedly started while he was still married with Deborah Lee Furness. Sutton and Hugh's relationship is the reason that Hugh and Deb got a divorce, an insider told U.S. Weekly. Jackman and Furness split in September of 2023 after 27 years of marriage, while Foster filed for divorce last month for her from her husband of 10 years, screenwriter Ted Griffin. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on there. What else do we got? Ray J says a slew of celebrities who are afraid of the connection to Sean Combs are getting out of paying accusers to stay quiet in what is called a catch-and-kill scheme. He made the revelation on TMZ Presents The Downfall of Diddy, the insiders of the Inside the Freakouts. While discussing how certain celebs have been reaching out to him because of his friendship with Combs, when asked to share the names, however, Ray refused, simply stating that he'd already said too much. This is according to New York Post. Now, listen, I don't know much about Ray J. I know he has a famous sister, and he kind of made somebody who's a celebrity pretty famous by putting out a video. Don't look that one up if you're not familiar with it. It's probably not a good thing to look up. But man, all of a sudden you said that you're saying too much, you have too much information on things that needs to be done and things that you're talking about. I don't know. I think that this thing gets further down the sequence, and we have no clue what the hell's going on. Just want to throw that out there. So we'll have to take a look at some of this stuff in regards to what's going on, no doubt about that. So take a listen to this. Patrick Mahomes briefly addressed the robbery that occurred in his Missouri home last month, telling reporters the situation is frustrating and disappointing. The burglary happened on October the 6th. It is unknown if Mahomes and his family were home at the time. Also, the neighboring home belonging to Travis Kelce was also broken into 48 hours later. Kelce has not commented on the incident, though the police report that $20,000 in cash was taken. Hold on. You just have $20,000 in cash sitting around? I mean, I don't know if that's a good idea, period, or no matter how rich you are. Like, what the hell you have going on? That I think I'm going to need today my 20 G's in regards to sitting around. I mean, that sounds a little nutso-utso there for sure.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, so we talked about this at the beginning, so let's talk right now. Fans of The View were left irate when Wednesday's episode was interrupted by the ABC's new special report about President Joe Biden welcoming President-elect Donald Trump into the White House. Making matters even worse, the episode was centered on Whoopi Goldberg's birthday. Several viewers felt that the report could have waited until after the show, while others deemed it wasn't actually breaking news, this is according to the mayor. Meanwhile, ABC's news bigwigs are reportedly in panic mode as they are scrambling to find conservative voices to add to the show, such as The View, to help balance the constant anti-Trump rhetoric. So there you go. That would definitely put a different view on The View, if you know what I'm saying there. So there you go. Let me give you one more here. Actress Sydney Sweeney says Hollywood's reputation of women empowering other women is fake. None of it's happening, she told Vanity Fair. Also of it's fake and fake. Hold on. All of it is fake and a front for all other stuff that they say behind everyone's back. Sweeney has felt the backstabbing firsthand after former producer publicly criticized her acting skills and physical appearance earlier this year. This is according to Vanity Fair. Now, let's be realistic. The girl has been pretty successful since Euphoria and has put out a couple of movies. Some have been popular. What was the one that she did with Glenn Powell that was pretty popular? I mean, people liked that one, so I don't know. She's doing something right. I mean, that seems to be the case, no doubt there.
Duh.
So there you go. Anyways, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. I think it's time for us to do that thing that we get to do in regards to talking about some main story stuff. So why don't we go ahead and do that right now?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about some main story time, and that's some time to tell a story that should be full of mains, not like the hair mane, but a main hair or whatever the hell you want to say there. But let's talk real quick, because it is very rare the opportunity where you and I get to sit back and just do the
chitter chatter
in regards of the stuff that's going on. And I am taking a look at some of these big things that are happening in the timeline of the stuff that we have going on right now. And listen, it is an interesting time of the year. You just came out of the election cycle, which, I mean, we're still kind of going through some of the stuff on what's going to happen. And then now we're going directly into the holidays. So right before you kind of turn the corner here, Thanksgiving will be upon us. And then after that, we have a whole other cluster of stuff. You have Christmas, Kwanzaa, all this other stuff that pops up right away in the cycle. And, you know, you can start almost saying that the month of December, it's not a wasted month per se, but it's a month when it comes to the workplace on what do you do. And listen, besides the normal work you have going on and the stuff that's going on inside of the office, you normally have to make sure that people are remaining safe. I know, it becomes a difficult task when you start taking a look all the way around. So as I mentioned this today, what are you looking forward to the most during this holiday season? What are you prepping for to get you ready for the next level. And I only mention this for the following reason. Some people seem to get very excited during this time of the year. I look at it as this is the good chance of getting your eye off the ball. And I mean that in the weirdest and best way at the same time. Because I will tell you, I remember when I was still working for, you know, corporate America and how things would occur. You would have festivities and all of a sudden there was alcohol introduced. And I'm not saying alcohol is bad for some, but I know it's not great for all, depending on, you know, their relationship with it. So I started taking a look around and going, okay, what's going to happen here? Because I will tell you the story, like I've told you before, I was in an office at one point, and inside of this office, there was a warehouse attached to it. And I will tell you, it was probably 40 feet in the air, the warehouse building itself. Maybe more, but let's go with 40 for now. Sounds like a good number. And I remember some person putting a rope and saying, we're going to climb to the top. And one military person was, I think one was a Marine and one was from the Army, and they had to try to outprove each other how far up this dumb rope they could go. And I don't know, number one, who got the rope there, how good and sturdy the rope was, and what the hell was going on, but these people were drinking and decided to go up the path. Now, listen, I'm referencing this just for the sake of mentioning it, but I look at it from the standpoint as well of, okay, if something would have happened, who would have been responsible? Now, I remember people beating on my door saying, you need to come out here and look at this. Well, I don't want to see this shit. Because one was a vice president to the company, and the other one was his direct confidant. So what am I supposed to tell them? So luckily nothing happened, though, inside of there. But I look at it from the standpoint of, okay, this was added shit that didn't need to happen inside of what was going on inside of the organization. So besides that, we're doing, you know, hey, it's a great year, blah, 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 and I'm trying to prep for all the stuff that we're going to focus on for the next year because, you know, I don't do the alcohol thing unless you have really good tequila. And then it was like, how are we going to move forward? So that becomes the stuff to think about. That becomes the stuff of how are we going to manage and handle this. So these are the things that I think about and that I talk about. And I go, how are we going to do some of this? So with that being said, make sure that you have something to focus on. Something to bring up that will bring down your level of stress by still realizing that there is work to be done. Just because we're getting closer to the end of the year does not mean that incidents and accidents won't happen. And that means that we need to be more adaptable in regards of the stuff that's going on. So take a look at that stuff and let's move around and focus on what needs to be done for the upcoming year. Think about that.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour.
Okay, what's the price to pay for heaven to get to here on the Rated R Safety Show? You know how it is. We talk about all this stuff. Yeah, this right here is Night, N-I-T-E. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. That's kind of where it goes. What's the price to get to heaven? So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the sequence of the events. No doubt there as we are talking. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. We would like to thank Knight for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, I like this one. But then again, I like a lot of weird stuff, and it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I'm okay. Wait, hold on. That's something else. Let's not get into that, because that could cause all kinds of interesting stuff to happen right now. Okay, so let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says find help. Once you get there, there's a plethora of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. We'll get you all moving and grooving right there. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about as we are hanging and banging. No doubt about it whatsoever. TWLOHA.com. I'm telling you, go there. It could change your life. No doubt whatsoever. Okay, so let's start talking some more about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because some people care about that stuff. So let's get into it. Reese's has launched a new deconstruction peanut butter cup kit, which allows fans to fill huge chocolate shells with as much or as little peanut butter as they want. Available now for a limited time, it includes 9-ounce milk chocolate shell and a lid, plus 10-ounce jar of Reese's peanut butter cup filling. Let's see. In the release, Reese's said that we know how personal ideal chocolate peanut butter ratio, so we amped it up with the peanut butter and toned it down with We Won't Judge. The oversized cup was launched on November the 4th on National Candy Day. It's selling for $29.99. It, of course, sold out right away, but the company says they'll bring it back sooner than later. The company was inspired to create the kit post Reddit, where they showed the entire pack of 5 Reese's came without peanut butter in the cups. So there you go. So that would totally be my villain origin story. I mean, it would start off with that. I opened the Reese's peanut butter cup, and there was nothing in it. There was nothing in it whatsoever. It was one of those things that everything was missing, and that's how it started. Forget the peanut butter. I'm definitely filling it with milk and cereal just to try something different. So what do you think? I know some people get very excited about that stuff. I always find it so weird when it comes. So take a listen to this. When it comes to holiday spending, shoppers aren't saying that they intend to hold back this year, but they do plan to take more deliberate approach to the purchases that they make. A new study of 2,000 consumers in the U.S. who celebrated winter holiday reveals that the growing trend of slow shopping. Nearly 3 in 4 respondents said that that shopping would be a good descriptor of how they are handling things this holiday. 3 in 5 indicated that they are starting earlier than usual and making more frequent shopping trips and picking up fewer gifts at a time. The Talker Researcher Poll found that they're more than half of those who embrace and slow shopping tend to be doing and to ensure that only buying items they truly want. Similarly, 51% said that they're using shopping in order to take advantage of more deals and promotions. And by the way, 68%. said that they plan to spend the same or more that they did last year. I'm slowing shopping so I can make room on my credit card as I go. I mean, that's how I'm doing it. No, I'm just kidding as I say that. And it's and I've been seeing lots about another new trend called doom spending. Well, they'll call it new, but I've been referring to my Christmas shopping as doom spending for years. What exactly is doom spending? Now I'm kind of intrigued on what that is. See, it's an intriguing morning in regards to looking up some of this stuff as we are going through. So doom spending, what does it mean? I need to know. So the doom spending is the practice of spending money to soothe fears of the broader issues like politics or the economy. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you're spending money because you're trying to discover broader issues like the economy, probably not the greatest idea out there. Just saying, don't hate me for it. Don't hate the way that I bring the stuff up. I'm just talking about it. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell is going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Fran. A high school English teacher struggling to support his family was also working at an industrial laundry just to make ends meet. With three kids and growing frustration, he was writing his first novel. However, feeling disheartened, he threw it in the trash, convinced it wasn't even worth finishing. Luckily, his wife found the pages in the trash and saw the potential. She encouraged her husband, Stephen King, to finish that novel. Her belief in him gave him the motivation to finish writing Carrie. After several rejections, Doubleday gave King a chance. The hardcover sales were modest, but the paperback rights sold for $400,000, a life-changing sum that set King on the path to be one of the most prolific writers in the world.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute is courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello. I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. When the enemy attacks, don't allow yourself to focus on the giants that are coming against you, no matter how fierce they may seem. Instead, focus on the mighty God you serve. Remember how he's delivered you in the past. That's what David did when King Saul questioned his ability to defeat the Philistine giant. He replied, God who delivered me from the teeth of the lion and the claws of the bear will deliver me from this Philistine. Now, trust the Lord to deliver you. Jesus, remind us of all the ways you have delivered us in the past, lest we allow today's giants to intimidate us. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Congressman Matt Gaetz has resigned from the House after being picked for Attorney General by President-elect Donald Trump. His controversial appointment needs to be confirmed by the Senate. Former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard's being nominated as Director of National Intelligence as the incoming Trump administration continues to take shape. Conservative commentator Scotty Nell Hughes believes the American public want restraint on spending at home and abroad.
That was one of the directives that the American people sent on Election Day, is they are tired of us continuing to fund, have our nose in places that have nothing to do with national security, as well as this money that we have been not only sending to Ukraine, but other parts of the world that has been unaccounted for. We don't know where the billions have gone. And the accountability starts with the Trump administration.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will command a trifecta of power in Washington after the Republicans secured a clean sweep of Congress. Having won last week's election handily, his party also flipped the Senate and, it's been confirmed, narrowly held the House of Representatives, giving them control of the White House and both chambers of the legislature. Benji Heyer reports from Washington.
This hands Donald Trump complete dominance over America's branches of government. When he takes office in January, he will be able to push through his policies, domestic or foreign, with little to no forms of resistance. And it grants Trump's Republicans the ability to launch impeachment proceedings against his opponents. Even the Supreme Court is weighed in his favour. It's mostly conservative-leaning justices providing him presidential immunity. It leaves Democrats in the political wilderness whilst the MAGA agenda is unleashed for at least the next 2 years. Benji Hoyer, Washington.
Thousands of police officers are on duty in Paris for a football international between France and Israel. It follows anti-Semitic attacks on Maccabi Tel Aviv supporters at a match in Amsterdam last week. French President Emmanuel Macron has confirmed he will attend the match, despite some calls from France's far left for him to refuse to attend or for the match to be cancelled. There are calls for more anti-pollution measures in New Delhi, with the city's thick smog in the severe air quality category. Finer pollutants in the air around 70 times higher than what's considered tolerable. Aziz Shangurg reports from New Delhi.
Experts are now urging the Delhi government to step up anti-pollution measures, which include a ban on construction activities and polluting vehicles on the road. Officials had enacted Stage 2 of the Graded Response Action Plan a few weeks ago, and now with the air quality dipping to severe levels, there are calls to enforce Stage 3. That could see schools shutting down for students below 12 years of age. A new survey has found that 40% of families in Delhi had a member consulting a doctor in the past 3 weeks. Medical officials say people are coming in with aggravated asthma, breathing problems, and in extreme cases, need intensive care due to the pollution. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. If I take a look at, 2020, the World Health Organization reports a record global daily total of more than 660,905 COVID-19 cases. The Health Organization also reveals a total of 54 million cases globally since the start of the pandemic. That happened back on this date in 2020. If I'm looking at some birthdays for today, Mason Goodwin turns 28, Francisco Lindor turns 32, Steve Mave turns 35, Travis Barker 49, Chip Gaines turns 50 today, Josh Duhamel turns 52, Patrick Warburton turns 60, Yanni turns 70, and King Charles III turned 76 today. That's if you're looking at some birthdays. So there you go. If you need a random joke for today, I think I can manage to pull one of those off for you, so let me go ahead and share what I have. The biggest fear about becoming a zombie is all that walking. No, seriously, it's the walking that drives most people away of not wanting to do that. So if you need a phone starter for today, try this. Who's your current celebrity crush? If you're doing that with a phone starter. And why does it have to be a celebrity? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, who's your crush? I mean, come on. Like, seriously. I mean, I'm sure there's people that come to mind when I say that. Oh, I mean, I'll tell you, I watch a lot of rando movies. And sometimes I watch some terrible movies just because it might have an actor or actress that I think that it's like, hey, yeah, I like them. They might be a crush. I mean, kind of in a weird way, but whatever. It is what it is. You know, some people like to say that, and I think it's the dumbest quote ever, but I'll say it just for the sake of that purpose. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Before the end of the year, the average person will say this 56 times. What is it?
Merry Christmas.
That's what they say. That's what they'll say 56 times before it's all said and done. Anyways, that's going to end our time together here on this show. But at the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so as I get to do the things that I get to do. I'll talk about safety. Not really. I'll talk about news. I'll talk about entertainment stuff, and we'll play some music together. But if you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he'll talk about safety and the safety news and everything else that's going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what he does, talking about the world of safety consulting. Well, anyways, if I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Speak less than you know and have more than you show. So there you go. That's what we need to talk about. That's going to sum up our time together for sure. Thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big. And that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That's for sure. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.